Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Catherine Caputa back on the show. Catherine is one of the top brand strategists in the world. She speaks and helps and consults and helps people all over the place. Companies like yours and mine put their best foot forward with their brand. She's the author of a number of books, including Breakthrough Branding, including Women Who Brand, including You Are a Brand, which I think is out in the second edition, perhaps. And
that's
she's our good
true.
Friend, Catherine Caputa. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
Yeah, You Are a Brand. That's your re-release, isn't it?
That's my re-release, yep. Translated into 10 languages, so.
Congratulations.
Still going strong.
Not
yep.
the least bit surprised about that. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show for my audience.
Right.
So, Catherine, we got this thing called an election coming up in almost exactly a year from now.
Yep.
And the silly season, if it isn't already here, it's certainly here now. The silly season is when all the candidates are trying to jockey for position and get nominated. And the nominating process is a whole different process from the election process, isn't it?
That's for sure. You know, your last guest was talking about the importance of speaking and communications ability. Hey, we really look on these debates as the key factor in choosing which candidate. And does your speaking ability mean you're going to be a great president? But, hey, it really affects people. And if you're poor on that stage, that debate stage, it really hurts you.
Isn't it interesting, though? I do want to talk about the debates in a second. But isn't it interesting that you kind of have to have a different kind of a brand to get nominated than the brand you have to have to get elected?
It's true.
For example, Hillary has got to run to the left to get nominated, but she's going to have to run to the right to get elected.
Yeah, because
Republicans are going to have to do the same thing.
Right.
Only in different directions.
Yeah. No, and so that's the big thing about branding and marketing. You have to really think of what your stage you're in right now. And it's really, you know, branding at its core is really about perceptions. What are the perceptions in the marketplace that you have? And you want to attach an idea to yourself. And products attach an idea to themselves. So that's what you see going on now. And I think, you know, one of the big themes that we're seeing is, you know, we're the consumers, are very disappointed. You know, we feel very like the country's not doing well. You know, we want somebody different. And that's what they're appealing to right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are polls, you know, polls all over the place. And it is interesting. The things I watch for when I'm looking at these presidential candidates is how the ones who try to stay true to their beliefs and still get nominated, and the ones who feel like they've got to be go with the wind, you know, whatever the polls are saying, that's what they think they have to do. And in the past, we've allowed that, but don't you think that the American public is starting to say, you know what, we're looking for people who speak to us right now, and you know, like one of the reasons that Trump and Carson are doing so well, right?
Yeah, no,
they kind of tell it like it is. Or they're not? They don't vacillate a lot.
Well, Trump certainly tells it like it is, you know, and I think that sort of makes you wonder: is he temperamentally suited to be president? Because he, you know, he fights with people a lot, you know,
and
he threatens people a lot. So there's that whole temperament issue. But he really appeals to all Americans that feel, you know, the country's in bad shape, the country's going to hell, you know. And he's really the kind of guy
make
it all better.
What kind of brand do you think, we talk about their brand, what kind of brand do we think Americans are looking for right now? Aren't they looking for somebody who's a little smash mouth? Don't you think Americans are saying, you know what, I'm tired of being told I should be ashamed to be an American?
Well, I think I agree. I think that's very appealing. But I think in the final analysis, when people go to the ballot box for being president, I think a lot of people, Trump isn't going to appeal if he's candidate.
Unless he assumes an election brand.
Right. But that would be so different than everything he stands for, because he's always been kind of.
But hasn't he already kind of morphed a little bit? Hasn't he already softened a little bit from where he was 6 months ago?
He has.
That's been interesting to see his brand change, hasn't it?
Right.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, because I think that, you know, he's certainly smart, you know, and part of his appeal too is I'm not using PAC money. I'm not using.
Yep.
Money,
yep.
It's all my own money, and so I tell it like it is. I have this great business track record.
Isn't it interesting that the leading Republican and the Socialist Democrat both can say that about the no
right,
PAC
exactly.
money?
Exactly.
That's very interesting. Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I'll come right back with Catherine Computer after these messages. 2010, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.